Welcome to Rockstar. Due to the Skype issues, Valk and I had to record separately. So this was kind of a weird night, as far as that goes. So we're just gonna get started. Up first, we have Dylan.
In her eye, raised on leather with flesh on her mind. Words as weapons, sharper than knives, made you wonder how the other half dies. Oh, the half dies. Makes you wonder. Here comes the man with a look in his eyes. Said or nothing, but full of pride. Oh, look at them go, look at them kick. Makes you wonder how the other half live. The other half live. Devil inside, devil inside. Every single one of us, the devil inside, devil inside, devil inside. Every single one of us, the devil inside. Oh, here comes the world with a look in its eyes. Future uncertain, but certainly sly. Look at the faces, listen to the bells. It's hard to believe we need a place called hell. Place called hell. Oh, devil inside, devil inside. Every single one of us, devil inside. Devil inside, devil inside. Every single one of us, the devil inside. Yeah, till inside. Oh, devil inside. Devil inside. Yeah. Every single one of us a devil inside. Devil inside. Devil inside. Every single one of us a devil inside.
Hello, I'm obviously alone, which is sad. I'm really not in a very good mood right now because I feel like I'm running out of time to do things that I want to do before Christmas and, like, before I have to do family crap. So that's kind of a pain, I'm not going to lie. But anyway, so this is the critiquing alone because of Skype, and it's like weird failure today. Mine keeps signing me on and off. I know it's like working for some people, so it's just like not working for me. So I'm alone. All right, Dylan. So let's see. I know you were really sick, and I super appreciate your effort on this song and like the amount of time and stuff you put into it, and like, even though you were sick, you still, like, worked really hard, and it, like, came across that you worked hard. When you first started seeing Devil Inside, and you were, like, whispering, to be honest, it kind of threw me off. Like, I was listening, and I was like, what is going on? And then as it kept going, I started to really, really enjoy it. You said, I think I wrote the word eyes at 157, and it sounded a tiny bit off pitch. You definitely had a lot of, like, little moments in this where you were off pitch, but it wasn't that bad. It didn't take away from your performance too much. It definitely felt a little low for you, but I don't know if that was just because, like, you were sick, and so it was, like, a weird pushing your range because you were sick. I don't know. You sounded really, like, turned on through the entire thing, which was funny. There's a couple parts where you would say something and I was listening and I'd be like, Dylan, it was funny. But I did enjoy it. I thought overall you had nice energy, especially for being sick and emotion. And I like the attitude that you took with it. So I don't think this will be the worst that we hear tonight. But I'm not sure it'll be the best. That's pretty much how I feel. Okay.
Dylan. So we have to record separately because of fail Skype and Skype being stupid, like, all night, and yeah. But anyway, Skype sucks right now, but yeah, anyway. So at first I thought this was weird sounding, and then Rochelle told me it was supposed to sound creepy. And with that in mind, it still sounded kind of like, you were off your game. And, like, well, it did sound, it sounded weird. It sounded more, like, kind of awkward creepy as opposed to, like, creepy. And it was, like, a good attitude, but I feel like it could have been, like, amped up a little more or something. I don't know, there's just, like, something missing from this. It, like, didn't have the normal Dylan-ness in it. And, like, it sounded like he was struggling with it, and I noted that the first chorus sounded, or not chorus, the first verse sounded, low for you. And then, like, the entire song was, like, kind of in a weird range for you. And yeah, I don't know. It wasn't that great to me. Dun dun dun. That was kind of my only note. It's, yeah, just kind of like, it wasn't like bad. And like, yeah, we probably will, well, no, I'm not gonna say that, but yeah, it just like wasn't great to me, but it wasn't like, oh, it was awful, blah. And yeah, that's pretty much all I had to say. Done. Oh, I did it too. Done.
Up next is Clary.
Hi. Mississippi in the middle of a dry spell. Jimmy Rogers on the big trail up high. Mama's dancing with baby on her shoulder. The sun is setting like molasses in the sky. The boy could sing, knew how to move. Everything, always wanting more. He'd leave you longing for black velvet in that little bar smile. Black velvet in that slow southern style. A new religion that'll bring you to your knees. Black velvet, if you please. Heat wave, white lightning, bounce to drive you wild. Mama's baby's in the heart of every schoolgirl. Love me tender leaves him crying in the aisle. The way he moved, it was a sin, so sweet and true.
Title, I was like so freaking happy that you did this song because I love this song. Like, I love this song so much, and I like hardly hear it anywhere. And I'm like, I'm like freaking out. I'm so happy that you did it. No, I don't really, I only have like nitpicks. My only like nitpicks is because you're like freaking awesome on this. Like, I loved your attitude and your vocals were fantastic, and the song, like, just suited you so well, and it was, like, an awesome, awesome, awesome song choice. But, yeah, my only notes were in the chorus is, like, all of them. You were pronouncing, please and knees oddly. And I thought like at the end with the many if you pleases that you could have like done more with them, like maybe done like a slide or like done some runs or something. So you did do that high note, and that I liked that. That like switched it up as opposed to just like saying if you please over and over again. But yeah, I thought you could have done a little more with the ending, and that was like, that's it. I'm just being nitpicky because this was like freaking fantastic, and I love this, and I'm so happy that you did it, and I love this song. Okay, I'm done. I'm gonna stop now. I'm done.
All right, Clary, I'm super happy you still submitted even though you were sick. Why is everybody sick? I got over my sickness as I sniff. But yeah. Okay, so for some reason your reverb really bothered me at the beginning on this song. Like, I just felt like there was a little too much. Like, I felt like you would have sounded a tiny bit better. Well, not sounded better, because you didn't sound bad, but you would have sounded more real if it didn't have so much of an echo. In the first verse, you said sun setting, very staccato, and it... And you did this throughout the piece. There were moments that were very staccato, but then there were moments that were more, you know, flowing. And I just thought that really added to, like, the diversity of your song, and it made it interesting and kept it interesting, which I really enjoyed. Some of your articulation was a tiny bit odd to me, especially in the chorus. I haven't heard the real version of the song in a really long time, though, so it could be that that's actually how the song goes, and I just don't remember. Overall, I thought this was a really great performance. I thought it was really hot. You sounded really good on it. Your voice fit it really nicely, and I think you did a good job. So, good job.
Up next is Bryson.
Kick it! Wake up late for school and you don't wanna go. You'll ask your mom please, but she still says no. You miss two classes and no homework, but your teacher preaches class like you're some kind of jerk. You gotta fight for your right to party. Your pop caught you smoking and he said, no way. But that hypocrite smoked two packs a day. Now your mom threw away your best porno mag, but you gotta fight for your right to party. You gotta. I'll kick you out of my home if you don't cut that hair. Your mom busted in and said, what's that noise? Oh, mom, you're just jealous, it's the Beastie Boys. You gotta fight for your right. Party. You gotta fight for your right to
Bryson. Okay. Honestly, I kind of thought this was a boring choice for you. You at the very beginning you said kick it, and I really wanted more attitude. You were kind of just like kick it. And it didn't sound as excited. The song was really repetitive, and it just kept being the same thing over and over again. And half the time, it just felt like you were talking. I mean, I know it's more of a speaky sing song, kind of. It's not really a song, where you're, like, singing, which is fine. There's nothing wrong with your choice. I just thought that it was kind of boring. Like, it was very repetitive, and I didn't really like the way you're double vocals blended together. I thought it was a strange choice of layering. And to be honest, I just was not a huge fan of you on this. You didn't have enough attitude and energy, and it was like you faked the energy by putting double vocals to make it seem like you had more, but you didn't. I don't know. I guess I just wanted more from this, and I was bored by the fact that it was such a repetitive song, and I really just think this was song choice in this case.
Bryson. So, I have a little pet peeve. I think it's a pet peeve of a lot of competition show peoples. But, when you're going to submit something from that you're going to use on another show, like, don't point it out to people. Like, in the email you said you were going to use this for Wrap It too, and it's okay if you're, like, pressed for time or something, but, like, don't tell us, because that's kind of, like, doesn't bode well for you, like, from a, I don't know, not like from, it's not going to count against you when you're, when we judge you, of course, but it is kind of annoying and, like, well, not annoying's not the right word, but I don't know how to say it. Well, yeah, it is kind of like, annoying. So, yeah, just, like, for future reference, if you're going to submit something to two shows, you're probably better off not, just, like, telling us and, like, have us guess if you are submitting to a show, and then, like, on one show, we'll be like, oh, yeah, it's fresh and new, and then on the other show, people will be like, oh, my goodness, you submitted it to two shows, blah. But, yeah, that aside, the song as a whole, it wasn't really that great to me. At this stage of the competition, I don't think you should have really gone with something that you're, like, sing, talky, rappy type thingy, and it sounded like you were into it, but it didn't really have the right amount of energy for the song, because the song's like, power to the people, let's party, yay. And, like, it all stayed at one level, and it was just kind of like, I don't want to use, like, bad words, but it was kind of boring to me. And, like, halfway through the song, I was, like, trying to figure out where I heard it. I have a story. Ah, Rochelle's not the only one with stories, even though mine is going to be boring. But I heard this when I was waiting in the theaters to see Tangled. And I was like, oh, this came on the speaker. That's where I've heard this before. Ah. So, yeah, this is just kind of, like, okay for me. I don't feel like at this level of the stage of the competition that it was a wise choice for you. Because you really need to be, like, showing off and, like, ah, you're awesome. And we know you're awesome because you've been awesome in other weeks. But this kind of, like, wasn't that great. That's all I really have to say.